வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 4th chapter, text number 11, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 28th of July, 1966, in New York, New York.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam ஜீதாமாங் பிரபந்தே தாங் ததைவ பஜாமி அஹம் மமோ வர்த்மானு வர்த்தந்தே மனுஷ்யா பார்த்த சர்வசா. திஸ் ஸ்லோகா, திஸ் வர்ஸ் வி டிஸ்கஸ்ட் லாஸ்ட் ஃப்ரைடே ஈவினிங் அண்ட் ஐ ட்ரை டு எக்ஸ்பிளைன் தி சுப்ரீம் லீடர்ஷிப் ஆஃப் தி சுப்ரீம் லார்ட். பை நேச்சர் we are destined to follow a leadership. Nobody is independent. Even in the animal society, the animals, they have also got a group, and there is leader of the group, perhaps you know it. So in every group, we are trying to make some group according to the similarity of thoughts and propensities. There are association, you know, various association, mercantile association, bankers association, lawyers association, and there is a leader. That is the nature's way. Now, the supreme leader is Sri Krishna. That we do not know. Supreme leader, the leadership is accepted, but we do not know that the supreme leader is the supreme Lord or Krishna. Now that is informed in the Vedic literature and in the Bhagavad Gita also. The same thing is confirmed that jidathamang prapadante. Now everyone is under my leadership. Everyone. There is no exception. Especially, he mentions the manushya. Manushya means the human being. The human being is specially mentioned here because amongst all the human beings in this lower status of our existence, the human being is considered the highest perfectional stage of living condition. And especially, human being has the prerogative to understand the supreme leadership of Sri Krishna. The animals cannot understand it. All the persons who are up in the animal nature, just like you will find in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Namang duskitana mudha prapadante naradhama maya apurita jnana asuri bhavama sitaha. Those who are always engaged in mischievous activities, those who are fools, those who are lowest of the mankind, and those whose knowledge has been deluded by the external energy, they do not make their surrender unto the Supreme Lord. But there are other persons who are virtuous. They are considered that artho artharthi jigyasu jnani cha bharatansa. There are other persons who are distressed and in need of some wealth or inquisitive or really research worker in the field of understanding what is the absolute truth. And this morning we are discussing in the morning class that the person who are research scholar in the matter of understanding the nature of Krishna, transcendental nature of Krishna, he is called Jnani, a philosopher, and he is accepted with bhakti, with devotional service. He is accepted as a special for the attention of the Supreme Lord. Now, everyone is following the leadership or the representative of the leadership. Now, you'll find in the Bhagavad Gita, when there is some specific qualification of a person, just like political leader or some spiritual leader, leader there must be. So, suppose a political leader or religious leader is there and thousands of people are following him. So that is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita that they are invested with certain power of Sri Krishna. Jajjat vibhuti mas satya mamo tejansa sambhava. So everyone is following directly or indirectly the supreme leadership of Krishna. And the perfectional stage of accepting that leadership is when we accept Sri Krishna as our direct leader. We are going to that path gradually. But in the middle, we are hampered because there is want of sufficient knowledge. When sufficient knowledge is there, you will find in the Bhagavad Gita, Bahunam janmanamante jnanavan maam prabaddhate. After many, many births, when one is developed in his real consciousness, he can understand. What he understands? Vasudeva sarvamiti samhatma sudhullava. That Krishna, he is the Supreme, he is all in all. So I have to surrender unto him. That is the perfection of knowledge. These stages one has to reach. Never mind whether he is following a principle of philosophical research, whether he is following the yogic principle, or whether he is following the philanthropic war or political leadership, and so many things are going on, but the whole thing is targeted toward Krishna. How it is targeted, that is explained. I shall try to explain. Now, the whole material world is working under two energies, the lower energy and the higher energy. And they, both of the energies, they have got different dimensions. Just like in this atomic age, you know, the material energy ends in the atomic portion, atom, paramanu. Similarly, this material energy is called lower energy. And there is another energy which is called spiritual energy. Both the energies, they are emanating from the Supreme Lord. In the Vedanta Sutra also it is confirmed, janma adasya jataha. All energies, they are coming, emanating from the Supreme. In the Bhagavad Gita also you will find the same thing confirmed. Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate. I am the fountain head, Lord Sri Krishna says. I am the fountain head of everything. So now, to understand how everything is, the two energies are working in this world, in our experience. One is superior energy or the higher energy, and the other is the inferior energy. The inferior energy is matter, and the superior or the higher energy is the spirit soul. So as you find, you have got, now we have no experience, scientific advancement of knowledge, so far we have in this material world, that is bounded within the area of material energy. They have not succeeded in finding out the spiritual energy. Otherwise, they would have given life to the dead man. That has not been possible. Suppose the man is dead. What is that death? Death means separation of two energies, the material energy and the spiritual energy. That is death. The supreme spiritual energy and the atomic part of it, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, mami vamsa jiva bhuta. Just you have experience in this atomic age, the minute quantity of atomic material existence. Similarly, there is spiritual atomic existence. Now, this spiritual atomic existence, the other day I explained and several times, that atom is also described in the Padma Purana, Vedic literature. And what is the form of that spiritual energy? I mean to say atom, spiritual atom. It is 10,000 part of the upper portion of the hair. You have got experience up to the upper portion of the hair. It's just a little point. Now divide it into 10,000 part. And that one part is yourself, spiritual atom. Oh, this is our position. And that spiritual energy is so powerful that we, from that 1/10,000 part of the upper portion of the hair, it is not manufactured. So far, what I am speaking to you, it is from authentic shastras. The original verse is that Kesagra Satavagasya Satadha Kulpita Sacha Jiva Bhava Savigya Sa Anantaya Kalpate. The exact verse is in Sanskrit that Jiva, the living entities, they are Ananta. Ananta means there is no limit how many there are. Ananta. Unlimited. Unlimited. Small. Just like in the material world also, you will find unlimited atomic existence. Similarly, in the spiritual also, there are unlimited spiritual atoms. And one of the atoms is myself, and yourself, or the ant, or the elephant, everyone is containing that atomic portion of spiritual energy. And from that atomic spiritual energy develops this material body. From that spiritual. The matter cannot develop. Matter cannot develop. That you have got experience. A dead body does not develop. A living body develops. A child, when it comes out of the mother's womb, if the child is dead, there is no further development. However, you can keep the child in a very antiseptic way, preserved. No, there is no development. Therefore, it is concluded that the Supreme Spirit, Krishna, from Him, everything has come out. Everything has come out. Any stage you take, that is Krishna. And wherever I surrender, because my position is to surrender, I am spiritual, that atom. However, big body I can develop. I can develop the body like an elephant, but the elephant is conducted under the direction of a man, you know. such a big animal is controlled by a small boy of human being. So everyone is under control. We cannot deny that. So we have to, we are under control of different dimension of that spiritual energy covered by material energy. But the real control is from Krishna. That we have to understand. Either we follow this path or that path. Now suppose there are impersonalists who believe in the ultimate, merging into the supreme effulgence, Brahma Jyoti. And what is that Brahma Jyoti? Brahma Jyoti is just the atomic spiritual combination of atomic spiritual forces. That is Brahma Jyoti. Just like the sun ray, those who are scientists, those who know what is the sun ray is a small molecular glazing atoms. The sun ray. You have got experience of sun ray, but what is the sun ray? It is not a homogeneous, it is heterogeneous. When you can analyze the sun ray, you will find the small particles of molecules. Similarly, Brahma Jyoti is also a spiritual atoms combined together, just like the sun ray. Different material molecules combined together. Similarly, Brahma Jyoti is also like that. Now, as in the sun rays, there are different planets. They are also generated from the sun ray. Similarly, from the Brahma Jyoti, there are different planets. But those planets you cannot see here. That is beyond this sky. So, in that planets, and the spiritual planets, there are different forms of God, Krishna. That is described in the Brahma Sangita. Advaita, Achyuta, Anadi, Ananta, Rupam, Adyam, Purana, Purusam, Navajovanancha, Vedeshu, Dullava, Adullavayatma, Bhakto, Govindam Adi Purusam Tamaham Vayami. Just like Krishna has expanded himself with this molecular and the atomic portion of these living entities. Similarly, he has got many other expansions as Vishnu. So that's a nice subject matter. So in everywhere, this is a subject matter for studying, scrutinizedly studying Krishna science. Krishna science, it is a great science. Therefore Krishna has said, just in the beginning of this chapter, janma karma me vidvam je janati tattvata, jo vetti tattvata. Anyone who understands Krishna scientifically, what he is, how he is working, how his energies are acting, these things are to be known. And one simply knows this science. What happens? Oh, tattvadeham punajjanmanaiti mameti kaunti. Simply by knowing this science, he becomes liberated soul. He becomes liberated soul. And what is the position of liberated soul? Liberated soul, tattvadeham punajjanmanaiti mameti. That person who is liberated simply by knowing the transcendental nature of Krishna, he is liberated and he at once transferred to the spiritual sky into that planet which I am describing, Vaikuntha planet. There are innumerable Vaikuntha planets and each and every planet Krishna is there in different Narayana form. So, this is the opportunity in the human life to understand this. we are submitting to different energies of Krishna. But if we directly submit ourselves to Krishna, what he is, that is not very difficult to know. Because Krishna comes in this material world and displays his real nature, Anugrahaya Manushyana, in Bhagavad, just to inform the human society that if you have no knowledge of Krishna, just see, I am incarnated. How I am doing? You can see, you can have. Just like something externally happening in India, and if there is some cinematograph, and you see in the picture, bioscope, cinema, you see the actual what is happening. But Krishna's pastime is not like that. Just like originally the incidents which is happening in India, you have got a photograph, you see in cinema. This cinema picture is a shadow of that actual picture. But when Krishna comes, because he is absolute, the same picture which is in the spiritual world, the same picture is represented here. There is no difference. Advaita achyuta anadi ananta rupam adyam purana purisam navajovanancha. Krishna is described as navajovan. Some of you must have seen the picture of Krishna. He is always just like a boy of 20 years old. Although he is the Adipurush. Adipurush means he is the original person of all emanations. He is the oldest. Advaita achyuta anadi. Adyam purana. Purana purusham means the oldest. Purana means old. Purana purusham is still navajovanancha. Just like a young man of 20 years old. Full energy, full youthfulness. This is the science of Krishna. So simply by knowing this science of Krishna, if we can get liberation from these material miseries of life, why should we not try for this? Let us try for Krishna consciousness. It's a very nice subject matter and very easy. We are just trying to propagate this Krishna consciousness. We don't ask you to have some troublesome or laborsome gymnastic. No. You simply come and hear. And this hearing, it is followed by nice music and singing. Beginning with music, ending with music. Everyone will like it. And we have no means, of course, whatever means I have got, I am distributing little probe. But the process is, Lord Chaitanya, who introduced this process, after this termination of this performance of chanting and reciting, distribution of prasadam, nice palatable dishes for eating. The Bhagavad Gita says, Shushrukham, this is a process, is very palatable and very pleasurable and very easy. And still you get Krishna. Although this is the easiest and most pleasurable and happy mood, still you get the Supreme. And you don't require any qualification. You doesn't require that you have to become a great learned scholar. No. Simply by the gift of Krishna you have got these 2 years. If you simply give oral reception to these transcendental words, that is sufficient. It does not require any extraneous education that you have to pass an examination or DSC or PhD or something like that. No. So why should you not take advantage? Satam prasangat mama bija sangvida Krishna says in Bhagavad, Satang prasangat mama bija samvida bhavanti nitkarna rasana katha. If we actually take advantage of association of realized person, and if we hear from them, then the result is that it becomes very pleasing to the heart and the ear. Satam prasanna, natu asatam. One must be realized so in describing the science of Krishna. Then the result will be that the audience will feel that it is very nice to hear and it is appealing to the heart. Satam prasangat mama bija samvida bhavanti ritkarna. Rit means heart. Karna means yeah. Ritkarna rasayana. Very pleased. Now, we have received this news, very pleasing. Now, next duty, tajosanat. Now, if you little try to assimilate it, and what is that assimilation? Smaranam, simply by thinking, oh, this has been spoken. Try to argue whether it is true or not. So, you have to think of it. Satang prasangamo, tajosanat asu apavargavatmane. And if you do that, suppose you hear something of the Bhagavad Gita and it appeals to you, or even does not appeal to you, just try to think over what Bhagavad Gita says, how Saraji has discussed this matter. Apply your arguments, apply your logic. Don't take it as a sentiment or as in a blind faith. You have got reason, you have got argument, you have got sense, apply it. And try to understand it. Neither it is bogus, it is scientific. Then you will feel tabjo sanata asu apavartavartmani saddha bhakti rati ranikramishyati. You will gradually develop your attachment for hearing it. And devotional service will be invoked in your heart. And then gradually we'll make progress. But one thing, it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, once you begin, in 1% you can realize that you'll never be lost. That is, that will remain a permanent settlement. Now suppose, if you are trying for B examination, or you have passed your B examination. Now, with the end of this body, that your qualification as graduate of Columbia University or any university is finished. Now your life begins in another body, and you have to acquire knowledge again to become qualified, a graduate. But this knowledge is not like that. Because it is spiritual knowledge, absolute knowledge, it goes with you, your spirit. That will find explanation. And another chance is that one who tries to assimilate this knowledge, even if he is not, perfect, so there is no harm. Because whatever he has learned, that remains an asset. And you get another chance of human body to begin from where you have ended in this life. Yoga Bhrasta. Suchinang Simatangi He Yoga Bhrasta Sanyayate. You will find in the Bhagavad Gita. Suchinang and Simatang. Suchinang means purified family. Just like in India, we have got the ideal purified family, a Brahmin. Of course, nowadays, due to material advance of civilization, everything is polluted. But according to, still there are some families, very purified. If you go to their house, at once you feel, oh, it is a place fully purified. So Suchinang means in the family of such purified Brahmin. And Simatang means in the family of rich man. Why these two chances are given? Because in the family of a pure cultural family, you get the chance of regenerating your lost and spiritual consciousness, which was unfinished in your last life. That you get chance. And in the rich man family, you get chance because you haven't got to bother yourself how to maintain your body and soul together. Rich man get the opportunity that they haven't got to think over much about the maintenance of the body and soul together. Ordinary man, they have to seek how to earn the bread. Problem of bread is there. And for a rich man, there is no such problem. He can advance in culture. He has the opportunity. But unfortunately, a rich man's sons are misguided. They get some money without earning and they spend like anything for sense gratification. But he should know, oh, I have got this opportunity by the grace of Krishna. Now, let me peacefully advance myself in the science of Krishna. These opportunities are offered by Krishna, but we misuse it. Still, but we should not wait for the chance of another birth. We should take the opportunity in this birth, just like Krishna prescribes here, that simply by knowing the transcendental nature of Krishna and his transcendental activities, one can get liberated. Why don't you do that? Why should you wait for another birth, either in the rich man's family or in the pure family of a Brahmin? Because it is not exactly sure that because a person is born in the family of a pure Brahmin, he is elevating spiritually. No. Sometimes we see that he is degrading because he is misusing or by bad association, the parents did not train him. So we should not miss this opportunity of human life and follow this instruction that janma karmam me dibbam jo beti tattata. Anyone who simply understands the transcendental nature of Krishna, he becomes a liberated person. This opportunity you should take. And jirathamang prapadyante tang sutriyo bhajam maham. We are already under the control of some leadership. That is a fact. Why should we not take exactly, directly the leadership of Krishna? This is the path. If you have got any doubt that why should I take the leadership of Krishna, the answer is there in the Bhagavad Gita. This is the real study of Bhagavad Gita. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord said that, Arjuna, you are my dear friend. Therefore, although I have explained all the different branches of, I mean to say, spiritual cultivation, but the most confidential thing, just I am telling it, because you are my very dear friend, sarva-dharmān paripuncha, just give up everything and just be surrendered unto me. I shall give you all protection. So instead of accepting so many infidel or imperfect leadership, let us accept the leadership of Krishna and make our life perfect. That is the whole philosophy. Now in the next sloka, the Lord says, kāṅkhanta karmanāṁ siddhiṁ jajanta iha devatā chipraṁ hi manuse loke siddhi bhavati karmaya. Now, I accept some, a particular class of leader because I belong to that status of ideas. So therefore, you know that in the Vedic literature, there are names of many demigods. Sometimes the Hindus are criticized that Hindus have got many gods, but they are not, the Supreme God. if somebody is a serious student of Upanishad, they will find that the demigods described, they are all, I mean to say, servants of the Supreme Lord Krishna. But here it is said, kankhanta karmanang siddhi. Sometimes we want something immediately by worshipping this demigod. Just like it is mentioned that if one aims to be free from diseases, he has to worship the sun god. If one has to become very beautiful and he wants a beautiful wife, then he has to worship Uma. Similarly, there are different gods names in the Vedic literature. There are different, and they become successful. That is not unreal. By worshipping those different demigods, the particular purpose, they become successful. That is a fact. But in another place, you will find in the Bhagavad Gita that it is said, kāmaśtaste hitajñānā jajante iha devatā. Kāmaśtaste hitajñānā. Those who are misguided by material desires, they take the shelter of other demigods. One goes to the worship of demigods because one is persuaded for a particular purpose. Just like one who wants to be very healthy man or to be free from all diseases, he worships the sun god. Or one who wants to be, to have a beautiful wife or become himself a very beautiful, he worships the Devi, Uma. But one who is convinced, that I am not this body. This is the thing. I am not this body. The material wants, means bodily demands. Then he does not go to all these demigods. He takes at once shelter of the Supreme Lord. Gyanavan who has understood the problems of life. Gyanavan means who has understood the spiritual nature of the living being. He is called Gyanavan. So, the Gyanavan, Bhavanam Janmanarante Gyanavan Mang Prapadate, one who has become really learned, even after many, many births, and knows that I am not this body, I am spirit, my nature, my advancement, my happiness is depending on the advancement of my spiritual life. Such a person only can take shelter of Krishna. And perfectly. Others, of course, as it is said, that those who are distressed or those who are in need of some wealth, they also go to worship Krishna, but for some temporary relief. But the benefit is that in such persons go to Krishna, worship for some temporary relief. But the benefit is that because he has gone to Krishna, therefore, at the ultimate end, he will be devoid of all these material desires and will absolutely take shelter of Krishna. There are many instances of that type. Just like Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj, he went to worship Krishna just to have the property of his father. That's a long story. The property of his father. His father has two wives. And Dhruva Maharaj, mother, Dhruva Maharaj's mother was neglected by the king. So he was going to be bereft of the father's property. So he wanted father's property. He went to in the forest to worship Krishna just to ask him, give me my father's property. And that was a desire. But you will be glad to understand when Dhruva Maharaj, after finishing his tapasya, penance, when he saw Krishna, when Krishna appeared before him as Vishnu, "My dear boy, now, whatever you want you can ask, I shall give you." Now he says, "Oh, my lord, I don't want anything anymore." There is a verse, "Shamin kitathosmi parang na jache." "My dear lord, I am so satisfied that I have no desire to ask you. Why? Thana vilasi tapusi sthitoham. I came to accept this severe type of penance just to acquire the land of my father, or just desiring the possession of a few acres of land or any. But I have seen you. Who are you? Deva Munindra Guhyam, who is never seen even by the great demigods or great sages or great men by many years' penance. Therefore my profit is that I came to search out some particles of glass, broken glass, and I have got the diamonds. So what I have got to ask you, I am now satisfied." So the result is that even one is in need of money, or he is in distress, as we find in the 7th chapter, the Chaturvidha Bhajante Maam Sukritin Arjuna. So even if you have got some desire within yourself, so the Bhagavad Gita says, in spite of having that desire, you can worship Krishna and ask, so that in future your desires will be desireless. You will not ask anything, because that is pure devotion. So we have to raise, just like Jnani. Jnani, he does not desire anything to take in exchange, but he simply wants to know Krishna. What is my relation with Krishna? This is called Jnani. He has no other desire. Therefore, Aiko Bhakti Visishate, Jnani has been eulogized. So even I am not Jnani, even I am a needy person, if I take to Krishna and ask him, that process is also recommended. Because ultimately, when I shall be purified, I shall know my real nature, then I shall say, like Dhruva Maharaj, "Samim kithathosmi baram na jache." "My dear lord, I am fully satisfied. I don't want anything." Because spiritual consciousness, Krishna consciousness, is so bright, so illuminated, and so valuable, that in the presence of such consciousness, you directly deny to have any valuable things of this material world. So we have to attain to that state. That is the real aim of life. And Lord Krishna personally is teaching in the Bhagavad Gita. Why should he not take advantage of this? We should not refuse. If we refuse, we can refuse, because we are individual souls with independence. If you like, we can refuse, but we should not refuse. Here Krishna said that those who does not come to my leadership, but he goes indirectly to other leaders. We worship leadership, why? Because we want something from that leadership. Just like in our India, during the independence movement, so many people took part in the Congress movement, and later on they became all ministers and high officials, although they had no position in their past life. So it is possible that if we worship other demigods, we can get some temporary relief from our distress. But if we take to Krishna, then the relief is permanent. And tapta deham punarjanmanaiti mamita, we can give up this body and go directly to the spiritual kingdom to be associated with Krishna. Here Krishna says, kankhantam karmana siddhim jajanta yada. People are deluded for temporary relief, and therefore they go to worship demigods. they get some immediate relief. That is their profit. But kipraṅgi manuṣya-loke siddhi bhavati karmada. If you want some temporary relief, then you can worship this or that. But if you want really the ultimate relief, and that is the goal of human life, ultimate, everyone is trying to get out of miseries, the whole struggle, either in the material field or in the spiritual field, the whole struggle is to get out of some miseries. So, a perfect man or a very intelligent man, he should try to have the highest benefit of this life, and that is surrendering unto Krishna. That is surrendering unto Krishna. If we do that, then we are both materially and spiritually benefited. We find in the later sloka that tesam satat yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam, the exact word I forget now, it is said that those who are engaged in Krishna consciousness, Krishna says, I supply them all that he needs. He hasn't got to ask anybody. He, Krishna knows, just like the father knows what is the necessity of his child who is depending fully on the father. The father may neglect of the grown-up children who is looking after his own business, but the child who is completely dependent on father and mother, the father and mother takes care. Similarly, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, yoga kemam bahamaham, anyone who is fully in Krishna consciousness, without any consideration, then everything is taken care of by Krishna. This assurance is given. If you don't believe in that assurance, if you don't believe in Krishna, that is a different thing. But so far, Bhagavad Gita is concerned, if we become fully Krishna consciousness, then our ultimate solution of all problems will be solved. That is a fact. Now, if you have got any question, you can ask. Atom consistency of matter, have you got experience?
Not an experience.
No, at least you have heard that there is atom. As in the matter there is atom, simply spirit there is atom. It is simply, now, both this, beginning from the Supreme down to the atom, they are expansion of different energy of Krishna. Either this material atom or the spiritual atom. Now, we are spiritual atom. We living entities, we are spiritual atoms. And by material atomic combination, we have developed this body. Although this material body is foreign to me. Similarly, we can develop our spiritual body also in the spiritual world. Is it clear? Just like in the material world, in combination with matter, we have developed this material body. Do you believe in this, that I am spiritual atom and I have developed this material body on the basis of spiritual atom? It is a fact. It is a fact, just like in the mother's womb, when the spiritual atom takes place, then it grows, it forms the material body. Without that spiritual atom, there cannot be any growth of body. Simply, sex intercourse does not give guarantee of pregnancy. Unless that spiritual atom is there, the body does not grow. That is, we get information from authoritative Shastra. So, the whole material world is also grown up upon the spiritual existence. And our whole problem is that instead of having this material body, we have to get our spiritual body. That is Krishna consciousness. That is the benefit of Krishna consciousness. Tatta deham punarjanma naiti mameti. Now, one who goes to Krishna, do you mean to say one who goes to Krishna vacant? No. He goes to Krishna with a body. Just like Krishna has got body, so you also go before him. Just like you come to me with a body, I go to you with a body. You are a spiritual atom, I am also a spiritual atom. Now I have developed this body, you have developed this body. Our meeting is between these two bodies. Similarly, when you go to Krishna, Madhama, or Krishna's Dhamma, he is the abode, we go there with spiritual body. Yes.
Does the spiritual world contain spatial relationships? Are things bounded by space in the spiritual world? In other words, is there space in
time? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That is only spiritual. As you have got a material space, similarly there is spiritual space. As you have got material body, similarly you have got spiritual body.
What is the difference between spiritual body and spiritual atom?
Yes, because matter is not eternal and spirit is eternal. Matter is full of ignorance and spirit is full of knowledge. Matter is full of unpleasantness and spirit is full of pleasure. Satchidananda. That is the difference between matter and spirit.
And what's the difference between spiritual atom and spiritual body? Are they the same thing?
No, spiritual atom, just like from the spiritual body, you have developed this material body. Similarly, from the spiritual atom, you can develop your spiritual body. Tatta deham means that giving up this material body, he develops his spiritual body and then goes to the kingdom of God, or Krishna. Tatta deham punarjanma naiti mame. So when he goes to Krishna, he goes in spiritual body. So there is potency of every living being, just like he has got the potency of developing this material body. Similarly, he has got the potency of developing spiritual body. Is it any difficulty to understand? It's clear. So, our problem is that we are suffering all kinds of miseries on account of this material body. Now, our business should be that we shall be cultured in Krishna consciousness so that in next life will be my spiritual body. Then the solution of all problems solved. And so long we shall get material body repeatedly. Just like we give up this dress and take another dress, similarly we shall continue. Then the four kinds of miseries, janma mrityu jara vyadhi, or at least these four kinds of miseries, the miseries of birth, the miseries of death, and the miseries of old age, and miseries of diseases we have to suffer. And as soon as you get spiritual body, all these miseries over. Because your body is no more subjected to birth and death, disease and old age. That life is eternal, full of knowledge and blissful. And that you can get simply by studying the nature of Krishna, transcendental nature of Krishna. So we are hankering after so many things. We are taking the leadership of this leader, that leader, that leader, just to get relief from our temporary miseries. Our duty should be just to get rid of all miseries by developing that spiritual body. That should be the aim of life. And that is possible by Krishna consciousness. Any other question? Your question is whether miseries are eternal or not.
Eternal force.
No, miseries are not eternal. you can end your miseries. But if you want to end miseries materially, that is temporary. If you end your misery spiritually, that is permanent. Just like in this world, we are also trying to end our miseries. Suppose I am distressed or I am diseased, I go to hospital to end my miseries. But that misery is not permanent, and that end of misery is not permanent, temporary. I can get again diseased, so long I have got this material body. That misery can be repeated. That disease can be repeated. But if you get your spiritual body, then there is no more question of misery. Yes?
A human body is superior in terms of self-realization, is it superior to birth as a demigod?
Eh?
Is the human birth superior in terms of self-realization? Is it superior to the birth as a demigod?
Yes, demigod is also like you. Just like in the human society, there are defense of bodies. One body is richer than the other body. One body is happier than the other body, material estimation. Similarly, in the higher planets, there are different bodies who are happier than persons who are living in this material planet, this earthly planet. It is estimated that their standard of living is higher. Just like in this planet, there are different nations and different people, and they have got different standard of living also. Your European and American people, your standard of living better than our Indian people. So far material consideration is there. You have got very nice toilet room, but in the Indians they go to the field to evacuate, see. So in that way, this country is advantageous. So as you find, even in this planet, there are different species of life, different species of humankind, and they have got different standard of living. Similarly, in the higher planet, there are also living entities just like us. They are also like man, but their position is different. Their bodily constitution is different. Their living standard is different. But in spite of different being, they are subjected to the material laws, the birth, death, old age and disease. They are not free from that. Nobody is free. Within this universe, anyone, either a human being or demigod or animal or anyone, they are subjected to these four principles of miseries. Birth, death, and old age, and disease. So when you get out of this material world, then you get free from this. Their duration of life may be greater than your duration of life, but death is sure. You cannot get rid of death in higher planets. Death is there, sure. The duration of life, just like a man's duration of life, than the duration of the life of a dog is greater, but both are subjected to the principle of death. That one cannot avoid. But if you want to avoid subjugation under death, then you have to develop your spiritual body, and that is possible by Krishna consciousness. Any other question? Yes. You are individual spirit. You are individual spirit. Are you not? Don't you feel it? Don't you feel your individuality? Yes, you become one in the quality of spirit. Do you follow? When you... Oh, that... that you take information from Bhagavad Gita. There is spiritual body. And why it is difficult to understand? You can understand it, that your material body has developed from that atomic existence of spirit. You can understand that?
Yes.
Similarly, from that atomic spiritual existence, you can develop your spiritual body. What is the difficulty? It is the same process. As you have developed your material body, similarly you can develop your spiritual body. What is the difficulty in understanding it? You are merged in matter, still you have got your individual existence. What is your body? This is matter. Is it not? That you are you not merged in matter? Then still you have got your individuality existence. Don't you agree? Similarly, I may merge in the spiritual existence, but still my individuality will be there. You are merged already in the matter. Just like when you leave this body, your body will transform into earth. That means it is already merged. It still has got separate existence. And what is that separate existence? Due to the spirit. So even in the matter, if the spirit can maintain separate existence, don't you think in spirit it cannot maintain its separate existence? Merging means, just like aeroplane is flying in the air, in the sky. When it goes too far and it becomes too small, you say it has merged into the sky. But it has got, even in that position, it has got a separate existence. Just like a bird, a parrot enters a tree. The tree is also green and the bird is also green. When it enters the tree, you see there's no separate existence of the bird, but it has got a separate existence. Similarly, either you are in material existence or in spiritual existence, you are already merged, but you have got your separate existence. Is it clear? Thank you. Now let us ask him, please.